story matter. Absa.
The back-to-school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Bookworld are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet. And spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Bookworld has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Bookworld store countrywide. Bookworld, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
Four suspected juveniles arrested for possession of assorted psychotropic substances. Occupational health and safety extended to all sectors of the economy. In global news, Iran Supreme Leader blames U.S. for deadly protests. Good evening and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 18 hours. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. Police on the Copper Belt have apprehended four suspects found in possession of assorted psychotropic substances, among them 89 balls of marijuana. Copper Belt Police Commissioner Mwala Yui explains that on 16th January 2026 at around 12 hours, Mufulira District Police through Kamuchanga Police Station received a tip-off from concerned members of the public that a group of suspected drug users and dealers were selling marijuana at Kalukanya Secondary School grounds. Mr. Yui has said in a statement that acting on the information received, police officers promptly mounted an operation at the said location during which the suspects were apprehended. He says the suspects are said to be juveniles but yet to be confirmed and that they are not school-going children. Mr. Yui says the suspects have since been detained in lawful custody for the offense of being in possession of psychotropic substances and that the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, is yet to be formally informed. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security has announced that the Occupational Health and Safety, OHS, Bill No. 17 of 2025 has now become law following its assent by President Hakainde Hichilema on 23rd December 2025. And now being referred to as the Occupational Health and Safety Act No. 16 of 2025. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Mark Andawa says the new act will allow the Occupational Health and Safety Institute to extend occupational health services to all sectors of the economy. Ms. Andawa notes that since 1945, occupational health services have mainly focused on the mining sector, leaving workers in other industries without adequate protection from occupational diseases. She says the repealed act now requires the establishment of workplace health and safety committees with equal representation from employers and employees and further strengthens enforcement mechanisms by authorized officers.
The OSHA Act number 16 of 2025 is aimed at extending pneumoconiosis examinations to other sectors. Way back, pneumoconiosis examinations were only limited to the mines, but with the signing of this act by President Hakainde Hichilema, the examinations will now be extended to other sectors.
Governance Accountability Initiative Executive Director Gabriel Milo has called for a peaceful and policy-driven electoral process as the country heads to the polls. Speaking in an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Milo says elections should never be a catalyst for violence or loss of life but a celebration of democratic rights. Mr. Milo has emphasized that Zambia is a beacon of stability and peace, stressing that all participants honor the legacy by ensuring the elections strengthen the nation's democracy. He has further urged young people who played a huge role in shaping a peaceful political culture to ensure campaigns are issue-based and violence-free.
Choosing a leader or electing a leader should not lead to violence, political violence or bloodshed or losing a life. It is an opportunity to exercise our civil and political rights as a country, as enshrined in our constitution, knowing that Zambia has been regarded as a beacon of peace. as an organization, Governance Accountability Initiative, we implore the youth that will be participating in these elections for the first time, please exercise your constitutional rights. For political parties, I think it will be important that our campaigns, our politics, will be issue-based and not character assassination.
The Mine Workers Union of Zambia, MUZ, and Copperbelt Energy Corporation, CEC, have concluded negotiations on a 14% salary increment for unionized workers effective 2026. MUZ Deputy General Secretary John Silungwe says the agreement was signed on Friday, January 16, 2026, in Kitwe, and has expressed optimism that the increment will enhance workers' livelihoods. Mr. Silungwe has noted in a statement that the increment was a positive outcome based on the gains already made in the past salary reviews, highlighting the importance of sustained engagement despite economic challenges. He commended CEC management for the cordial engagement with the union towards fostering industrial harmony, productivity, and mutual respect, urging union members not to despair but remain positive and disciplined. Mr. Silungwe reaffirmed the union's commitment to defending, protecting, and safeguarding the interest and rights of workers while advocating for their improved conditions of service for mine workers across the industry. In more news, Community Development and Social Services Minister Doreen Momba has clarified that she will step down from her ministerial position once her tenure lapses, citing health reasons and not political considerations. Addressing a media briefing this afternoon, Ms. Momba explained that she has spent the past 2 years undergoing treatment for thyroid cancer, which is now in remission. She said the condition has taken a toll on her health and that she intends to take time to rest unless the appointing authority decides otherwise. Ms. Momba further explains that comments she made last Friday during the handover of 17 vehicles to various districts under her ministry were meant to appreciate staff for their dedication and service, as the occasion provided an opportunity to clarify that, as a nominated Member of Parliament, she does not intend to contest any constituency seat or return to the ministry because of her health. She dismissed claims linking her decision to the UPND's loss in the recent Chaoma by-election, stressing that the matter is purely personal and health-related.
So when I emerge from the comfort of my home and tell you, my colleagues, that I want to take a rest, respect my decision. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about myself, that I need to rest. I need to take a rest. And I'll do it. And I'll continue to discharge my duties diligently. I wish to state that I remain a dedicated member of the United Party for National Development, the mighty UPND. I remain available to serve the Zambian people in any position where the president deems it fit.
We take a break. We'll return shortly with Global News.
You're listening to Phoenix FM. Watch it taking flight on air and online. All your favorite hits on one station. Phoenix FM.
In global news, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has accused the U.S. and Donald Trump of being responsible for casualties, damage, and slander in his country during recent protests. In a speech, Khamenei acknowledged that thousands of people had been killed during recent unrest, some in an inhumane, savage manner, but blamed the deaths on seditionists. The U.S. president has urged Iranian anti-government demonstrators to keep protesting and threatened military intervention if security forces kill them. Protests in Iran have claimed 3,090 lives, according to U.S.-based Iranian Human Rights Activities News. According to U.S.-based Iranian Human Rights Activists News Agency, Hirana, in unrest that started over the economy on 28th December. The BBC reports on other world news stories.
Ugandan's opposition leader Bobi Wine says he's in hiding after escaping what he describes as a raid on his home in Kampala. He says several family members are under house arrest with access to the residence restricted. Police say the claims are false. The opposition has rejected provisional results of Thursday's presidential election, which showed President Yoweri Museveni well ahead. The White House has revealed the key members